That's quite a prayer, isn't it? Living for Jesus all the days of our lives. And I remember sitting in that corner there at that age, helping in the cottage and whatever I could do. And so it's been many years that I've been coming here, but every year I've been blessed. Every year I've found Jesus in such a wonderful way. And I trust that all of us find Jesus in a more real and more wonderful way than we've ever known him before. And we have that privilege. He's called us for this purpose, for this moment, to be here, to do his will. And if we've been obedient and opened our heart to him, he will fulfill his promise to us. And he will do a work in us that will last us forever. And I thank the Lord for the work that he's done then and what he's done through the years and how he's kept me. And I just praise him for it. It's in his power that he keeps us from day to day. And I'm so glad it's not us, it's not our power, it's nothing that we do, but it's just following him and listening to his voice. And I'm so thankful for that. And he will guide us. That song came to me this morning, too, in our hymn books. We could sing it in a moment. But there's a scripture that I just want to share with you from Psalm, the 33rd chapter, where it tells us to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And sometimes it's not so easy, is it? When we're going through a test or a trial or a sickness or whatever it is, we still have to praise the Lord. And the psalmist says, so you sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. I see two verbs here, joyfully and fitting. Sing joyfully, it is fitting. It's something that fits in our lives, it becomes part of our lives. As we share it, as we worship him, praise, and then it goes on, praise the Lord with the heart, make music, sing a new song, play skillfully, and so forth. Now this was David's life. He loved music, he loved his harp, and so forth. But here we can praise the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind. We might not be playing the harp or an instrument, but just praising him from our hearts and thanking him for what he's done. I thank him for keeping me all these years. I thank him for his help and for his strength and for many answers to prayer. When things were dark, he was there and he answered and he gave victory, and he'll do that for you as he's done it for me and will continue to do it for me. I'm trusting him to do these things for me continually as we look to him and keep our eyes on him, because it is fitting for the upright to praise him. And so it's fitting for you, it's fitting for me to sit here today or in this coming week or the whole year through to praise the Lord and to thank him for all his goodness and faithfulness. No matter what, we can thank him through it all, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust him. And that's the secret, learning to trust Jesus. And it's wonderful if we can do that in our very early years, to trust the Lord for everything we do, where we're to go to school, what we're doing next week. Just trust the Lord, because he never fails. He's always there. And I'm so thankful for that. It's fitting for the upright to praise him. It's fitting. And so there's a song in our hymn book, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, which I thought we could sing, page number 364. And the words there are so beautiful. Guide me, pilgrim me. I'm weak, but you're mighty. Do we confess to that? We're weak, he's mighty, and he brings us through. And I'm so thankful for that word. You will uphold me. You will hold me with thy powerful hand. And so, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. That's our prayer, isn't it? That we want Jesus to just keep feeding us and abiding in us and fulfilling what we need. Sometimes we feel a little empty, but he comes and he fills that need. And he's become so precious to us. And I trust we've all experienced that, where Jesus becomes so real and so near that we want it all the time. Isn't that true? We want Jesus with us all the time. And that's the secret. If we want to be conquerors, if we want to be faithful to him, it's just letting him have his way in us. And that's my prayer, and I'm sure it's your prayer. So we want to sing that song, Guide Me. Guide me, lead me, show me your will, your way. Lead me into praises unto you, that I will praise you, because you are worthy. 364.
sing the third verse, and we'll vary it. We'll sing 363 version on the third verse.
Would you stand, and let's sing this last verse, 363. Seated.